It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky. That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to ENN.
On TWE.
I'd like to start off tonight's very, very special ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
I know what I'm doing.
And I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
As you like to say, Michael. Aside from that.
A little indigestion, sorry.
That was great. Good job.
And if I can, I'd also like to say good evening to myself.
I'm certainly nonplussed.
Guys,
I don't know what that means, by the
way. I had never heard that in my life. Never heard that. You heard that, Don?
Nonplussed?
Yeah.
No.
And well, I use words as tools, but as weapons.
It means excited, Michael?
Nonplussed.
It means you're not excited?
Surprise and confuse someone so much that they're unsure how to react. So he would be completely nonplussed and embarrassed at the idea.
Oh. Show off.
Yeah, I don't even.
It's real. I'll tell you guys something. It's such a beautiful language. Dive into it. You'll have a blast.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing well.
Well, you can always do better. You drop nonplussed on Hot 97 tomorrow morning, people are going to notice.
Yeah, they'll notice.
Who's going to notice is Ebro insulting me and saying, why are you using words nobody knows?
It's there's no other way around it. You're talking down to us. Because the audience. You know the audience, and yet you still choose to talk like
our
that.
Audience.
If you're hanging around Princeton and you're in the George Plimpton Club, fan club, and you start throwing that around, it's right. You know you're showing off. You know you're trying to embarrass us. Listen, I can swim 100 yards in the pool. You want to do it against the current in the ocean. So what? We both got our 100 yards in. It doesn't matter, right, Peter? We both got wet. We both got our exercise. Michael's got to show off.
But you get more exercise if you swim against the current.
Wow.
I'm trying to make you all better.
Well, and besides, you had to look up the definition, which means you didn't really own it anyway.
No, I did know it. I wanted to give you the specific definition.
I think you heard it in a sentence, and you wanted to reuse it.
Okay, now you're being nonplussed.
No, I think this is vocabulary PEDs.
Wow.
I think you're cheating.
Now, guys, let's hear from RJ Barrett. We've done a lot today. We did not spend a lot of time on young RJ.
I would say zero.
Some would say zero. That's right. Here's RJ on the pressure of NY, New York City.
First of all, what pressure? There's no pressure. Nah, it's not pressure. It's fun. You know, it's fun. I feel like just my personality, type of person I am, no pressure at all. You know, I embrace it. Whether I play terrible, they get on me, or I play great, and they cheer. Doesn't matter, you know. And then, like you said, man, whatever happens in the summer happens. You know, I know I have zero control over it. Like, whatever happens, happens. Whatever front office feels, you know. I'm sure my agent's going to be involved a lot. So I'm not too worried about it. I know that I've been giving it my all ever since I stepped here. So whatever happens this summer, that's kind of what it is. Not up to me.
RJ went on to say that he loves being a Knick.
I've said it since day one that I wanted to come here. I didn't work out for any other team. This is where I want to be. I love playing for the Knicks. I love playing in the Garden. I love how we got to the playoffs last year and looking to do that again. You know, I love everything about being a Knick, and yeah, 100% place I want to be.
I'm sorry, guys. I love all those comments from him. And he just makes you want him to be around more.
I mean,
but you also can't fall in love with players because, honestly, great franchises don't fall in love with players. They make the best decisions possible. But
let me throw
Manny's appealing.
Because this was discussed today by Alan Hahn and also by Tim McMahon. So it looks like they might break up the Jazz. And Donovan Mitchell is a kid from Greenwich, Connecticut. His dad works for the Mets. Has always talked about his love for the area. Would you give up R.J. Barrett in a trade for Donovan Mitchell, who I believe is just 25 years old? Would you do that? Are you so in love with, because every fan base loves their own, you know, not born and bred, but drafted and, you know, made it with the team that they drafted. That's why Derek was always more beloved than Alex. And that's why Judge will always be more beloved than Stanton, because homegrown is different. But you could also make the case, well, Donovan Mitchell is actually from this area. Well, would you do it? Peter, would you do it? You'd have to give up a lot more than R.J. Barrett, but would you do it?
So R.J. this past year, where we know he took a big jump, in 68 games, 20 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, only 41% from the floor still, only 35% from 3, 72 from the line. He's been going the right direction in that regard. Donovan Mitchell, over 65 games this season, 26 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 45% from the floor, similar from 3, 36%, 85% from the line, which is certainly more what you want from that position.
Peter, the bottom line is this. In the NBA or in any sport, you need superstars.
Right.
And you could say, well, R.J. Barrett could be that. And he could. You know, he's just 21. But Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. He's one of the top 15 players in all of basketball. So if I had to give up R.J. Barrett and the next two number ones I have, I wouldn't even think about it. I'd make that move. The Knicks need that player. They don't have that player.
You're probably right, although Alan said it would definitely take Barrett this year's lottery and. So let's say it's this year's one and next year's one.
Well, this year's lottery isn't going to be a one or a two or a three. I mean,
right,
it's going to be like a back end of the lottery.
And you would hope that next year would be the same thing, right?
Right.
Especially if you make the deal. But what I would try to avoid, though, is you don't want to have a Carmelo 2.0. Where now, all right, now you have the superstar, but you've got nobody playing with the superstar. I mean, do you think that Toppin can be that guy? Do you think that Grimes, any of the other players that you end up keeping here? Because you're also not going to get, you're not going to have a first-round pick this year or next year to add. So you look at the roster, or are you going to play that whole fantasy game of, are we going to get a free agent to want to play for him? Because you're going to need more than just him.
The big question is, if you don't have to include Randall, right, for money-matching purposes, all of a sudden Randall becomes a much better player when you have Donovan Mitchell getting him the ball. He's a good number two.
Okay. That's that. You know, you kind of forget about Randall because you kind of think he's gone.
No, but Michael's right. If you move Barrett, you keep Randall. And you know, listen, that would be a tough pill right now for fans who are so high on Barrett and down on Randall. But Michael, he's not wrong. I mean, Mitchell is a proven commodity, and he's also, you know, he's like 6-7 points better per game, which is a huge difference. In basketball, Mitchell's also 5 years older than Barrett.
Yeah, but he's not ancient. It's not like you're getting the age of 30.
25.
Yeah.
No, he's still young. He's still a young player for sure. I don't know. That's tough.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Let's hear real quick from Tim McMahon on the Low Post Pod talking about what the Jazz are looking to do.
This is all foreshadowing based on things that we've heard all season long. Let's just be honest there. And yes, some of those things you're hearing are from other teams, but 100% other teams have been planning to make a run at Donovan Mitchell all season long. 100% there are other teams that are saying, hey, if that thing blows up, boy, we'd love to have Rudy Gobert. There's no question about that.
Why would the Jazz blow it up, Peter? I mean, you got two really good players to build around. So you're going to try to get what when you blow it up, what are you looking for? You're looking for Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. So they might not be able to win a championship the way they're presently constructed, but they're going to make the playoffs every year.
Were they a one seed last year? They were the one, right?
I think they were.
And it's the Phoenix was the two?
Yeah, I think that's right.
You know, so but again, didn't go anywhere. And this year, they've had a bad second half. They've dropped down to like five or six. Why isn't it working with them there? That's what I would investigate if I were the Knicks. Like, if they've got talent and they've had great regular seasons up to this year, why isn't it working there? And would you be afraid that you would end up having the same thing here in New York, where you're good but you just can't get over the hump?
Wouldn't you love to be good and not get over the hump?
Hey,
they haven't been good and not over the hump in decades.
Absolutely.
Give me a fourth seed for the five straight years, I'll sign up for it.
Right, but you ultimately don't want to end up being in the same situation that Utah's in a few years from now, going, well, it's not working. Now we've got to
– it's just
you're going to have less of a chance to trade a guy that's now 28, 29 years old.
Remember, Danny Ainge is now part of that front office, and this guy's a wheeler dealer. He's going to make major trades. So
it's just interesting, though, to be that good last year and this year be 14 games above 500. And think, let's get rid of our best player.
Yeah, it does make sense. Unless Ainge wants to put his imprint on it.
That's so strange. Well, guys, I don't know if you know this. We have a new national champion in college basketball. It's the Kansas Jayhawks. They're also the betting favorite in 2023, according to Caesars. 10-1 favorite after pulling off the largest comeback in a championship game, winning 72-69 over North Carolina. Gonzaga opened at 12-1. Arizona, Kentucky, and Duke, 15-1. Arkansas, 16-1. Did you guys happen to see Charles Barkley killing Kenny last night?
Yep.
Did you see it, Tom?
That's why he is the entertainer he is.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's literally – Andrew admitted to me off the air that if he had a friend doing that, he might have hauled off and punched him in the face.
Really? Don't say I was doing it to him.
I don't care.
Don, if Don was pointing in your face and singing YMCA after Syracuse had just lost the final, would you have turned around and punched him in the face?
No, there's no scenario where I would punch Don in the face, but I would
remember. But that's out of fear, not out of wanting to.
I'd remember it, though. It would get stored away.
Didn't this happen with you with Rothenberg?
Like, that's right, with Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did happen.
I never forgot that. Probably has affected our relationship a little bit.
You're good. You don't need him.
Dear God, dear Triad, we're so
fabulous.
Can
I tell
you
one thing, though, Don? This is going to surprise you. Because you know I keep score.
Yeah.
Dave checked in every day while I had COVID.
Well,
only two people did. Dave and Anthony Pusick. That's it.
I didn't check in every day?
No.
How many days?
Let's say if it was 6 days, you checked in four.
That is plenty for your level of COVID. You know what, Don?
How did you know my level of COVID? What are you, a doctor?
Because you told us. And Don, let's just be honest. You know, Dave, everything's about Dave. So since he had a pretty serious bout of COVID,
right,
he's now taking it on as his identity.
Right.
By the way, I just want to say, my guy Don, he crushed your COVID, okay? Don went to the hospital. Our guy took it to the next level. But, Don, you don't need to prove to the world I'm Captain COVID. That's what Dave's doing. He's solidifying his status.
I said, this really means a lot that you're checking in every day. You know what he said?
What's that?
That's because you're my guy.
Why? She's so full of it.
I've never suggested he's not a good guy, just a bad father. But all I said is, but if Andrew never talked to him again, believe me, Andrew would move on.
I'm the father.
Dave's nice. Dave's like dessert. You don't have to have it. You just want it. He doesn't need him in his life. But the reason I didn't check in every day, Michael, you tested positive on Tuesday, all right?
Right.
So we knew the situation. I think I checked in on Wednesday. You were on our meeting on Thursday and Friday, and then
right.
I checked in with you on Sunday. You don't and have a problem with me, do you?
I wasn't
trying to win any medals, but I think I did all right.
No, you didn't do all right. There are so many people that had many more check-ins.
Well, no,
than
you. No, that's fine. They won the look at me, show off, suck up. I wasn't trying to win that. I was just trying to be a friend to get an update.
And did I check in with you every day?
I don't have to check in every day.
But
all right?
I check
you in
with
hospice,
you every day.
All right? I don't
every
have to
day.
Check in every day. You check in every day to see if the guy's still alive, all right?
That's what I was doing with you.
No.
I checked in with you
every
day.
Because I was in the hospital. You didn't know what was going on.
You didn't know how sick
I
was.
You were streaming in your room, okay? And I saw you were in the meeting Thursday, Friday,
from
and
my
I checked
bed.
In on Sunday.
My bed. I was in bed when I streamed. I just needed to pick me up.
That's too much information.
Some nerve. If you have a problem with me, I think I checked in just the right amount to get the information and get out. Everybody else was showing off, trying to earn some sort of COVID trophy at the end of this. Peter
was working in Arlington on WrestleMania, and I was impressed by how much he checked in.
I did. I checked in multiple times from Texas. That is true.
But every morning, the first text I got was from Pusick. Every morning.
Well, he's a quality man.
Sure.
Now, guys, we got one last college basketball note for today. St. Peter's, of course, was the story of the tournament. Well, now three of the stars of that St. Peter's Peacock Cinderella team have entered the transfer portal.
Transfer to Seton Hall. Show me something.
He got
Doug Eddard, who, of course, wasn't a starter, but people fell in love with him. Darryl Banks III and Matthew Lee all entered the transfer portal on Tuesday, coming just a week after Shaheen Holloway gets the Seton Hall job. By the way, Michael, you missed Shaheen last week. He was fantastic yet again.
I heard he was very good.
He's damn good. We say happy trails to Todd Frazier, officially hanging up the cleats.
Good guy. And Angie tried to get him on the air, and Todd wouldn't return a phone call. Sad.
Oh. Wow. Well. Yeah.
Hello.
That's all it takes, right?
Who's this?
He's dead now. We move on.
No, he had a nice career. I mean, Little League World Champion. He had a great career. That's a nice run. Local kid made good.
11 years in Major League Baseball, played for both local teams. Pretty cool. And now it's time for Tiger Watch.
Tiger Watch.
So, Tiger, how did you play today?
Well, got off to kind of a slow start.
Do you feel like you're back to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
You just love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
That's right. It's official. Tiger will be teeing off on Thursday morning, ladies and gentlemen. It became official earlier today after the last couple of days of speculation.
Ooh, Tiger just hit it close on 10.
10:34 a.m.
Yeah.
Thursday, and Michael in his group, Joaquin Niemann, and your favorite.
Luis Oosterhuizen.
That's correct.
So what was it? You said a 10:40 tee off?
That's right.
That's Don's first P. That's Don's first P.
So Trey Greeny can hose off by supper.
Oh, goodness.
Let's hear from Tiger. He says that the only reason he's competing is because he thinks he's capable of winning.
Well, I love competing. And I feel like if I can still compete at the highest level, I'm going to. And if I feel like I can still win, I'm going to play. But if I feel like I can't, then you won't see me out here. You guys know me better than that. And as Dee asked earlier, I don't show up to an event unless I think I can win it. So that's the attitude I've had. And there'll be a day when it won't happen. And I'll know when that is. But physically, the challenge this week is I don't have to worry about the ball striking or the game of golf. It's actually just the hills out here. That's going to be the challenge, and it's going to be a challenge of a major marathon.
Now, I said earlier I'd be surprised if he makes the cut, but I think he'll make it. But I do not think he'll be in contention on Sunday.
All right, here's a question. After everything he just said, mm-hmm. where he wouldn't do it unless he thought he had a chance to win, let's say he finishes the course on Thursday, but he's awful, and it doesn't look like he's going to make the cut. Does he still play Friday?
Yeah, I think so. Unless he claims he's hurt,
I think he'd have to be bad.
Or does he walk away and say, just not working out? It's not happening.
I think if he was terrible, like absolutely awful, you know, 8 over on Thursday, real disaster. I think he could pull out. And by the way, he has that now. I mean, who's going to begrudge him?
Peter, if he has a great first 9 holes,
Yeah.
I mean, Greeny and Wingo are going to be a sloppy mess. They're going to be cleaned up.
By the way,
like I said,
I'd want you to know
before supper.
I wish he was teeing off a little bit later, so during the show I could get fully nude. By the way, guys, on this day, all the way back in 1993,
Michigan will have to bring it.
Oh, he walked! He walked and the referee missed it.
Weber brings it into the front court. They have no timeouts remaining.
Oh, he causes too many timeouts. That's a technical foul.
He called a timeout. Michigan doesn't have any.
Was that Dave Maloney doing that color or what?
Steppage.
Oh, my God. I never knew.
Stompage.
That was.
Yeah!
Wow. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday, April 5th. Tigers back.
Exciting times, huh? Good to be alive at this time, right, Peter?
That's right. Feeling great. That's right.
You've got your voice back, which is beautiful as well.
Thank you. What a turnaround.
Big
comeback. Don's going to do the play-by-play for the Rangers and Devils, so the pregame coming up in a moment. Pregame for the Nets game at 7 o'clock on YES. Have a great night, everybody. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a wonderful evening.
I'm Captain COVID.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.